Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. That's the back steps. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh. I want to leave that on the...
No, you're allowed to take it on board now, Mr. Watson. You just have to put a blue tag on it.
All right, okay.
Because the aircraft is a bigger aircraft.
Super.
Now.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Dames en heren, wij zijn bijna gereed voor vertrek. Wilt u uw mobiele telefoon en overige elektronische apparatuur op flight mode zetten? Gedurende de hele reis kunt u gebruik maken van kleine elektronische apparaten zoals smartphones, tablets en e-readers. Grotere apparaten zoals laptops en dvd-spelers moeten tijdens de start volledig opgeborgen zijn. Ladies and gentlemen, we're almost ready for departure. Please ensure your cell phones and other electronic devices are switched over to flight mode. During the entire flight you can use small electronic devices such as smartphones, tablets and e-readers. Larger devices, such as laptops or DVD players, must be stowed away for takeoff. Thank you. Goedemorgen dames en heren, namens gezagvoerder Van Heinigen en zijn bemanning heet ik u van harte welkom aan boord van deze KLM Cityhopper vlucht met bestemming Amsterdam. Bijzonder welkom voor onze Flying Blue, Skytime Elite Plus en Elite leden. Deze vlucht wordt uitgevoerd in samenwerking met onze partners en de vliegtijd zal ongeveer 45 minuten bedragen. Nou, voor enkele ogenblikken geven wij u uitleg over de veiligheidsvoorziening aan boord. We doen wij in het Nederlands en Engels. Mocht u er nog vragen over hebben, dan kunt u deze uiteraard aan het cabinepersoneel stellen. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Captain Van Heinigen and crew, I would like to welcome you on board this KLM Cityhopper flight with destination Amsterdam. Special welcome to our Flying Blue, Skytime Elite Plus and Elite members. This flight is operated in cooperation with our partners and the flight time will be approximately 45 minutes. In a few moments, we will explain the safety procedures on board this aircraft. Instructions will be given in Dutch and English. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask a member of the cabin crew.
Van 10 kilometer verlaten vliegen we met in zuidoostelijke richting, richting Amsterdam. Daarna zo de kust zo een stukje doorvliegen en dan een grote bocht over rechts maken om westelijke richting te gaan landen. De stijgende vliegtijd vanaf nu is ongeveer 12 minuten. Wij verwachten gaan landen om 12 uur 22 in westelijke richting. Na landing hebben wij nog een minuut of 5 nodig om naar onze parkeerpositie te taxiën en we verwachten ongeveer een kwartier voor schema aanstijd aan te komen.
Dames en heren, welkom op de luchthaven van Amsterdam. Wilt u alstublieft blijven zitten totdat de verlichting van het bordje stoelriemvast uit is. Vergeet niet om uw eigendommen uit de stoelzak en bagagebakken mee te nemen voordat u het vliegtuig verlaat. En denkt u eraan dat de handbagage uit de bagagebakken kan vallen wanneer u deze opent. U kunt nu de mobiele service op uw telefoon of tablet weer gebruiken. Bedankt dat u heeft gekozen voor KLM. Deze vlucht werd verzorgd door KLM Cityhopper in samenwerking met haar partners. Namens KLM en partners wensen wij u een prettig verblijf of een goed vervolg van uw reis toe. Dank u wel, een hele fijne dag toegewenst en graag tot ziens. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the airport of Amsterdam. Please remain seated until the fasten seatbelt signs have been switched off. Be sure to remove any personal belongings from your seat pocket and the luggage bins before leaving the aircraft. Please be careful when opening the luggage bins as hand luggage may fall out unexpectedly. You may now use the cellular service of your phone or tablet again. Thank you for choosing KLM. This flight was operated by KLM City Hopper in cooperation with partners. On behalf of KLM and partners, we wish you a pleasant stay. And if you are traveling further, we wish you a safe and pleasant onward journey. Thank you, enjoy your day, and goodbye.
As you can probably tell, I'm travelling again. It's the 20th of January 2016, and I've just travelled from Hull to Utrecht in the Netherlands, and I'm here for 2 nights, and I'm giving a keynote at the European Academy of Nursing Sciences annual conference here tomorrow, and in a few minutes I'm going to meet Iris Zegberink, one of my collaborators on a mock and scaling paper, which we've had a few rejections of so far. We're going to try and get that sorted out. I've arrived here and realised I've left her notes in my office at home, and I've also left my two adapters for Europe there as well. So that's not very good. I'm going to have to go and see if the hotel will lend me an adapter. I had my meeting with my colleague Iris Zegberink from Groningen. She also works somewhere else in Holland, so she travels between two places and lives somewhere else. As she says, she works in a triangle. We've been trying for a couple of years now to get a paper on mock and scaling using a large sample with random samples taken from it, from 10% up to 50%, plus the whole sample, of course, and looking at the effect on mock and scaling parameters. But it's proved really difficult to get this published. So Iris has applied herself to thinking how we can take it forward, and we've got a way forward. So hopefully I'll have some work for our research assistant to do back in Hull. I said before that I'd lost, or at least misplaced, with no idea where they were, my Europe to UK adapters. So I'm now €35 poorer, having gone to buy two and added to my vast collection at home of these things, only to remember that I put them inside my running shoes. So now I've got 4 adapters here, not just 2. But never mind. At least I'm up and running. So it's quite a good hotel. It's the Park Plaza. I use it because it's part of the Carlsen Group, so I get hotel points, which is helpful. It's right next to the station, which is also handy for getting to the station, but it's a little bit noisy as my room actually faces out over the railway line, and Dutch trains are quite noisy. I guess they're on all night and from early in the morning. The car park, or at least everything around here, is a bit like a building site. It's actually a bit like a war zone. Very difficult actually to get to the hotel. A homeless person actually showed me how to get here. There's obviously lots of construction work going on, not just around the hotel, but everywhere around here. I've been pointed in the direction of where I can go for a run, but I don't know. Well, I didn't explore it today. I'll explore it tomorrow morning. So my plan now is to get some dinner and then to try to locate Julie Taylor, the organiser of the conference. She's currently chairing the Scientific Committee of the European Academy of Nursing Sciences, and to meet up with her at least for a drink, and then back to the hotel, and tomorrow I give my keynote. And I just got off the phone with Jane Draper, the BBC senior health correspondent, who I met last year at the RCN when I was taking part in a forum there with the chief nurse. She's kept in touch with me, and I'm going to be interviewed on the 2nd of February at BBC Humberside Studios by her, remotely, on the issue of student bursaries. I take the view that students shouldn't have bursaries and that removing them is a good thing. I know that everyone doesn't agree with this, but I imagine that the majority do, and certainly the RCN is very much in favour of maintaining the bursaries, so I think I might be a bit of a lone voice. Anyway, I've sent her a couple of blogs on the issue. I look forward to catching up with her when I get back from Taiwan next week. Also, my colleague Alex Malasiotis from Greece, obviously, but he works in Hong Kong, and he's actually in Amsterdam, but I'm here in Utrecht, so wondering if we could meet up when I was on the way back, but unfortunately it's not going to work out, so I don't suppose I'll see him again until next June in Hong Kong.